I'm not mistaken, it is an ice cream van floating in the middle of the River Ouse. Good afternoon, you must be Steve.
Just tie these lines up. Just pulling the boat in. So, yeah, we've got all sorts of ice cream flavours. We've got rich chocolate, we've got orange and ginger, we've got blueberry, cherry swirl, mint chocolate chip. What else do you want, mate?
Good afternoon, nice to meet you. I have to confess, this was a pre-arranged meeting, because I knew that this unusual boat was going to be here. I have never seen anything, to quote the song, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I was told that there was a boat selling ice cream on the River Ouse. I hadn't quite realised that it was a boat that looked like an ice cream van.
Absolutely. She's an old river tug that I found in Hebden Bridge in a state of some disrepair, which we put a new roof on. Me and some friends helped out quite a lot. Put a new roof on the wheelhouse, and I got very lucky and found an old late 60s, early 70s Whitby Morrison ice cream van body.
They're fantastic. I mean, it's a very, very period piece, right down to the gingham check curtains in the back window.
Pink gingham check. Yeah, well, gives an air of homeliness to it, doesn't it?
Let's just describe it. I mean, as you say, first of all, how long is this magnificent ice cream vessel?
She's about 23 foot. She's about 8 foot six, 9 foot wide. Yeah, approximately.
Now, we're going to break the interview here because the one thing I mustn't do is spoil the cash flow. And you've got customers. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Have you ever seen anything like this in your life, a floating ice cream van?
Amazing, amazing. We love it. This is our first visit, so we've been wanting to come for a little while. So
we spotted it from the other side of the river and thought, got to come.
Someone has just ordered. What have you just ordered here?
I've ordered a two-scoop, one mint choc chip and one orange and ginger. I'm not sure whether they go together, but I'm going with it.
You're a man of eclectic taste. Now, what we've reached here is the superb conundrum of this boat, or its superb advantage, because not only can Steve get customers, like our friendly family here, who've come down and are placing their orders now, but on the other side of the boat... Steve, can I go round and talk to your other customers?
Yeah, with care.
Okay, right, with care, obviously, yes. All BBC rules and regulations are being followed. Good afternoon.
Hello, where you are?
You're not live on BBC Radio York. Are you regulars at the ice cream boat?
No, they're from Lincoln.
They haven't got anything like this in Lincoln, have they? Floating ice cream vans?
I know. Isn't it great?
What do you... Oh, hang on a minute. We're mooring alongside here. Now, see, what Steve's doing is he's got landlubber customers and he's got waterborne customers like you guys.
Great.
This has been fabulous. Did you like the fact that it was a lady driver and how I manoeuvred it in?
I thought it was superb, madam. Good luck with your ice creams, folks.
Thank you.
Welcome to York, much more civilised than Lincoln. They don't even have a big river there, do they? I'll come round back to the landlubber side. And our family are tucking into their ice creams. How is it?
We are gorgeous. Thank you very much.
You've got the ginger there, and you've got the chocolate mint chip.
Yeah,
how's it going?
They work better than I thought together. They're very nice individually, but yeah, they do work.
Steve, am I allowed to come aboard?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Actually, it's quite spacious, isn't it? Hey, up! Here's the folks from Lincoln.
Yeah.
How's it? Have you placed your order yet?
Not yet.
What are you having?
Bacardi and Coke, please.
I think he's licensed to do most things, but not that.
I'm going to have a 99, I think.
With
Can you got any sprinkles?
Yeah, sure.
Sprinkles.
Do you want the dark vermicelli ones?
How did you get across
nice
the border into Yorkshire?
We sneaked in
through the night. We went undercover.
We set up in 2011.
You've got to be back at 6, she's on licence.
Excuse me, I've seen the driver, I know about her capabilities.
Okay.
I was going to say, Steve, which is your most popular flavour?
Vanilla and mint choc, actually.
Right, yes.
Yeah, they're the best ones.
I thought the gentleman was very bold earlier on having the ginger one. That's a bit sort of...
Well, orange and ginger is my favourite.
Bit out there.
It's a beautiful... Yeah, it's really good. It's a Seville orange marmalade with ginger pieces in it. It's absolutely delicious.
Oh, yeah, now that sounds good.
Especially if you combine it with blueberry. It's a perfect combo.
But branching out like this and deciding to put yourself down here by the Millennium Bridge, it must have taken a little bit of courage.
Yeah, I like the idea, and I like the idea of it being for locals as well. So it's not really for tourists, because tourists don't tend to stray out this far from York. Occasionally they do, but normally it's locals, and I don't know. I know a lot of people locally who like the idea, so I thought, let's just go on with it and see what happens. You know.
And are they taking to it? I mean, obviously, it's a very seasonal thing. I mean, we've had, allegedly, it's summer at the moment. It's, what, Tuesday the 26th today, and actually, it is a nice warm afternoon. But on a cold, blowy day in June, which we've had quite a few of, is there any point in you sailing down the river?
Well, the British appetite for ice cream is it's absolutely crazy, actually. The amount of people who want ice cream when it's raining, I wouldn't believe it myself until I saw it, but they do.
I think this is great. Such a good idea. When tourists come down, they like it, and when, you know, we leave school, it's good.
We were actually sat having lunch last week, and we saw this big ice cream cone coming down the river with a big noise behind it, and he appeared, so we had to test it.
You did. You do, really, don't you? Yeah. And what an unusual thing. It's a good use of the river, isn't it?
It's inventive. Yeah. An entrepreneur of the best, I think.
So can I just advise you, you're about to lose a big dollop of ice cream off the side. And he held it. Well held. Brilliant stuff. When's the rush time of the day? Because I'm just rather conscious of the time. It's just gone 3 o'clock. We are surrounded by schools on all sides here. And presumably a lot of the kids were going to be using these riverbanks to get home.
Exactly, around 3 o'clock. But I tend to stay till 6 or 7 if it's sunny.
It's very civilised. It's very sort of cosmopolitan. It's almost continental, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd just about go that far, yeah. It's great. I love it. I think I'm hopefully bringing something positive to York and, you know, in a beautiful space.